The Successful Micropreneur Podcast is brought to you by Liberty Bank. Thank you for joining the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. My name is Mary McCarthy, and I'm the owner of YMD Consultants and your host. Last month, we talked with Rachel Hellerman on how to partner with a venue to provide a wonderful event experience. Today, we are going to go one step further to discuss the marketing benefits hosting an event can bring to your business with Susan Fortner, owner of Bowers PR. Susan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Mary. Thank you for having me.
So start off by sharing a little bit about yourself and Bowers PR.
Sure. Well, hey, 25 years in the business and pretty much PR is all I've done. And I do think that a great event can launch your business or grow your business.
So I think I'm going to share with our audience, just in case you don't know, PR stands for public relations.
Yes. Sorry. So. I am in public relations. Fully accredited, own my own firm for 10 years.
Okay. Sometimes I forget that people don't always remember everything that I know, as hard as that is to believe sometimes.
I know.
But when I'm in the SBA world, there are a lot of acronyms, so I forget sometimes too. But you've been on the show before.
Yes.
Talking about PR, and PR is really important to growing a business.
Well, yes, because PR, you can use creative strategies and you're not spending the big budget that you have to in an advertising budget. So, yeah, PR can, especially when you're a startup, can make all the difference if you do it right.
Yeah, because we have to be a little bit more creative with our dollars.
Correct.
Okay.
And people will read an article more than they'll read an ad. People will come to an event and get excited about what you're doing rather than just reading about it in an advertising. But, or they'll, if you're involved in the community, they may want to support your brand or your business because you're giving back to the community. Things like that fall under PR.
Okay. That's a good thing for our listening audience to be aware of. So I ran across a nice research article from Eventbrite, which is one of the top online registration portals for events. They stated that hosting events provides genuine client engagements. In fact, their study found that 49% of brands surveyed stated they achieved 3 to 5 times the return for every marketing dollar they spent on an event. What are your thoughts on that?
So I do think an event is a very effective way to get your brand out there because it depends on your brand. But if, especially if you're a localized service-based company or something where you really need to tie in the local community, it can be very effective getting people to come, getting them to walk away with something that's going to keep your brand in front of them. And I always recommend a swag bag with something nice that they'll use and they'll see your name over and over again.
Okay.
I also think it's really key to have certain members of the community coming out to your event. What I like to call local celebrities will drive, you know, some influencers or brand ambassadors, people who are well connected in the community will drive better attendance and will allow people to think, oh, I need to be part of this or I need to be doing this because so-and-so is part of this or doing this.
And influencers are really important in a small business because it doesn't cost you dollars.
That's exactly right. And, you know, for something small like giving them a discount on services, giving them free services, giving them access that no one else has can get someone in the door and they feel like they're part of your brand and they're going to tell all their friends. But it's getting the right people.
It is the right people because the greatest challenge is there's so many events out there. It's really hard to get noticed. So while I love the statistics they threw out there, you still have to do it right in order to have it effective.
So for the first 4 years of my firm, I hated events because you sit there and you bite your nails. Is anybody going to show up? Are we going to sit
That's always
here?
A really big fear, especially when you spend a lot of money on them.
Well, especially if you've got a client paying you to get bodies in the door. It took a good 4 to 5 years to really figure out. And this year, the last 2 years, we've been killing it, finally figuring out that right formula to get people excited, get them in the door, getting them to show up.
And what is the formula?
Well, I think it's a combination of building excitement within the community. So I always try to tag into some kind of local charity or some kind of local give back because their boards are usually filled with people with deep pockets and they're usually influencers. But it's the right, just like everything, it's the right charity, the right board.
That fits what the message is, the core values, the culture, all of that.
Exactly. Okay. So for example, for the estate, Canine Companions is a really great one. Canine Companions is building a huge facility right up the street from the estate venue, Rachel, who was on last month. They're just a perfect pair because they have a lot of good people sitting on their board. They're very active. People are involved. that's a charity I would say makes sense for them.
I wouldn't have thought canine with a venue.
Well, you have to look at the things that I look at, which are who's sitting on your board, how influential are you, who are your volunteers, and of course, where are you located? They're located right up the street. So getting involved with a charity that may be across town or not even in your town makes, you know, while it may be important to you, if what your goal is to drive numbers and awareness, then that doesn't make sense when there's a charity right down the street that could really get behind what you are.
Okay.
Then it's getting the moms. So for you want to get the influential moms. So the moms that everybody's hanging out with and everybody knows, and they've got 1,002 friends on Facebook, getting a couple of those to come in the door, and then ending your evening with the right giveaway for everybody to walk away with is huge. Don't just put a bag together with a bunch of business cards in it and a flyer that everybody's going to take and throw away. Give them something that they will use. The estate used cute little cheese cutting boards.
I know. I love my cutting board. I use it every day.
Oh, that's right. You came.
I came to the event.
See, we had
I walked
the right
away with
influencer.
A cutting board, and I loved it.
We took good care of Mary when she walked in the
yes,
door,
you did.
Too. And salt. So some sea mm-hmm. salt, and then a little cork stopper with the City of New Albany on it.
Yeah, I've used that too.
See, you've used it, and you see the estate. That's the whole
point.
I
do. Okay.
Yeah, that's a successful event. And we had, I think we had over 100 people come to that event. Plus, we had the state representative. We had our mayor. We had the city council president. We had, you know, all those key people that you
and
want.
And not everyone thinks about inviting the politicians or large, big community activists, but they will come.
They will come.
If they can fit into their schedule, they will come more often than not.
They will come if they can fit it into their uh-huh. schedule, if you hound them enough and you give them an incentive, like a platform that they can talk about.
Oh, they always want a platform. Yeah,
yes.
That is, that part is so true. Okay, so this break is brought to you by GoHR, a full-service outsourced HR resource for your small business. They can help you with all of your HR needs from hiring to firing and everything in between. Visit them on the web at go-hr.biz. Remember, you can't go without HR. So we appreciate our advertisers and sponsors who make this podcast possible. So thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. We are talking with Susan Fortner with Bowers PR on using events as a marketing PR tool for your micro business. So one suggestion from Eventbrite was to answer the question, why would a customer choose to attend my event? What would be your advice from a PR perspective to that question?
They're going to have fun.
Okay.
They're going to see people that they know. They're going to eat good food and probably have alcohol. And they're going
depending
to
on the time of the event.
Depending on the time of the day, but you can have alcohol in the morning for breakfast and in the afternoon for lunch. You can pretty much have it all day long. Coffee, stick something in the coffee. But they like it, especially if it's after hours. And again, if they walk away with something,
mm-hmm.
and that's happened. It was building for me. So the last couple years, people know when they come to one of my events, they're going to walk away with something. So you may not get it the first round, but if you start continuing to build and give people something of value, and they've had fun, they've mixed, they've networked with the right people, they'll tell everybody, and then you'll start to get on their calendar and their radar.
And I do think that the fun part, you know, depending on the type of event, sometimes you have fun, sometimes it's an educational but seeing people you know or forming relationships, I think, really is a top selling point.
Well, that's true. But you can have fun and network. You can, you know.
I have fun in network. Not everyone has fun in networking.
I think that if you look around and everybody's bored out of their minds, they're probably not going to come back. But if they're laughing, and even if it's networking or they're learning, you still want them to engage and have some fun.
We do. Because we do want them to come back.
You want it to be memorable at the end of the day. You want people talking about it and thanking you that they got the invite. That's another key, is when you finally start to get people to show up, you want to make sure you have a VIP list. So you don't mm-hmm. invite everybody. You invite the right people, and then people want to get on that list.
And that works too. So if you can get it in with the influencers, yes, everybody wants to be a part of the in crowd.
That's correct. And it works. Oh, why wasn't I on the list?
I know. Every now and then I'm left out. I'm thinking, seriously, do you not know who I am? Okay, I'm just kidding. But really. All right. So as a marketing tool, how can we track outcomes? Because we do want to make sure that our dollars are spent effectively, because we don't have a lot of them. So what kind of key performance indicators would we track?
So there's the old-fashioned, put something in the card to give them a discount or something like that off of your next whatever and see if that comes back. That rarely works, though, because most people don't use that anymore or have the time.
Mm-hmm.
So you really just kind of have to gauge on what your performance was before and am I seeing an uptick? Did I see an uptick in people going to my website during, before, and after? And are they going all the way through? Are they just looking at where my address is? Are they actually engaging and looking at when my classes are, when the venue, you know, more information about the venue or whatever that particular event was about? So that's how you have to track it now.
Okay.
Also looking at, are you gaining more social media followers? Are you... those kinds of things.
Okay, so a lot of online analytics,
mm-hmm.
as well as just tracking attendance.
But and you can get an idea, though. If you've just had an event and all of a sudden more people are calling you, then you can tie that back to the event. But people, frankly, do not use those little cards that you put in the bags that give you a... discounts just don't work.
They don't work.
And they cheapen what you are.
I don't think we're necessarily looking for discounts when we go to events. We're looking at getting something out of it, either relationship-driven, networking...
Learning about the brand.
Education and knowledge.
Exactly. And again, I think you're going to get a lot more mileage if you're partnering with a local charity because you're showing that you're giving back and you're involved in the community and people are more apt to use your services or buy your products versus I'm going to offer you 25% off of your first because you went to this party.
Yeah, because sometimes you have to be careful with the discount thing because then it comes across as too salesy.
Well, it makes people stop and think, why do you have to do that? Aren't you a good value all on your own? And do I want to pay your full price when I got this coupon over here? I don't think coupons work that well.
Well, and the listening audience will know, I don't believe in discounting. Either, you know, you can justify your price or you can't. If you can't, put the price you can justify. So, and then if you feel you're worth what you're charging, there shouldn't be any apologies because you're delivering the quality that is equal to that value. At least that's my perspective.
If you're going to do anything, I recommend giving something additional versus taking something away. So with mm-hmm. the estate, they offered for any brides, and this was not at my event, this was a different event, but they offered a champagne toast in addition if you booked. I like
okay.
that because
like
you're
that
getting
too.
Something versus
right.
taking a discount or taking something away from your prices that should, like you said, stand on their own.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So if you had one piece of advice... for a listening audience on how to really have an effective event that's going to grow your brand and hopefully increase your revenue, because that's the goal at the end of the day, is to really to make more money. What would your advice be?
Well, my advice would be to get the community involved in your event.
Okay.
So have a give back, get your leaders there and your influencers there. That's the most important thing.
Okay. I don't know that a lot of us think about in terms of a give back. So I run events both through my business, YMT Consultants, as well as the Women Small Business Accelerator. So that's a nonprofit. We don't do give backs because we're a nonprofit. But I've never thought of doing it under YMT Consultants.
Well, again, I think that every nonprofit has a pretty substantial board, or they wouldn't be
mm-hmm.
in business, frankly. That's
well,
who raises their money.
Hopefully you have a good board. I mean, I research every single person in the community before I go out and do my ask. There's always something specific I want from who I'm bringing on.
Well, and I have my top 10 nonprofits that I mm-hmm. always go to. I know they have good boards. I know they support the people who support them. They show up to things.
Mm-hmm.
They get it. They get excitement and engagement. Canine Companions is one of them. They're really good partner to be partnered with.
Well, and it benefits them too.
It benefits them, but if you don't, not all nonprofits understand this, that when someone is willing to step up and be my partner, which means mm-hmm. doing something, whether it's giving the money or having a fundraiser or doing something to support our nonprofit, that means I should put you in our newsletter. I should make sure our board shows up. I should make sure you are getting something out of it, too. Not every nonprofit understands that.
Well, I mean, you want to take advantage, whether you're for-profit or nonprofit, on every opportunity to market and brand your business. So I think partnering on events is a great idea.
I agree with you.
Okay.
And that's how you get the leaders to come out, too.
Yes.
They come out for things that are giving back, not to help sell your widget.
Right. They're not there just to promote you. There's got to be a value to it. So I want to thank Susan for joining us today. Susan's contact information will be posted along with this podcast on our website, thesuccessfulmicropreneur.com. Thank you for listening to the Successful Micropreneur Podcast. Hopefully you're walking away some really great tips on how to either add events to your marketing plan or improve the events that you're currently doing. Be sure to subscribe on iTunes and Stitcher. Like us on Facebook and share our podcast link with all of your micro business owner friends. Thank you again for joining us today. My name is Mary McCarthy, owner of YMD Consultants, where starting a business is tough, failing a business is unnecessary.
Liberty National Bank is a community-focused bank with 6 locations in Central and Northwest Ohio. You can expect the best from our people and from the range of personal, business, and lending services. One of our goals is to make you a customer for life. Our newest office is in Westerville, located on the corner of Cleveland Avenue and Main Street. Please visit us online at myliberty.bank. Liberty National Bank. Expect the best. Liberty National Bank is an equal housing lender. Member FDIC.